We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Even more breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This one in the world of football. KFH breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the mid-sized Metris from Mercedes-Benz. Brian Flores has decided to make another quarterback switch. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start versus Buffalo and Josh Rosen to the bench.
Well, we're seeing that now. Titans have made a quarterback change. Marcus Mariota's era might be done in Nashville.
Ryan Tannehill taking over for him. So,
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. We are 6 weeks into the season. All of a sudden, the season's not so long anymore. In other words, the fallback is it's not such a long season.
Yeah, you got to get going now.
You got to get going. So,
You know, before we talk rock and roll, and this is kind of out of the blue, but Lincoln Riley at OU being the next big thing for the NFL, potentially, you know, following in the footsteps of Cliff Kingsbury.
Sure.
Why would he go anywhere for a while? And by a while, I mean years and years. He can leverage, if he wants to, Oklahoma for more money into perpetuity almost, as long as he keeps churning out yards, points, and wins at OU. Why would he want to go to the NFL even as early as next year when you very conceivably could be fired within 3 years if you don't get it done? And there's no way he's going to be fired within the next 3 years at OU. Why would he do that?
Well, wouldn't Nick Saban have been asked the same question?
Nick Saban wasn't the next big thing at age 34, or however the hell young.
No, but he had won a national championship. I think it depends on who you have and what they feel like they have to prove and at what level they want to prove it. I think the motivations can change.
And I know the Dallas Cowboys aren't just another NFL job, if that were to be the case, just as an example.
Certainly not. Certainly not. But there's nothing like winning at the Super Bowl, at the NFL level. If you believe that, and I think most generally would, if you believe that, there's always a pull, a lure, how would I do at that level? The thing that makes it harder to leave in Oklahoma is that, and look, you got to work hard at it all the time, but recruiting is so much easier at a place like Oklahoma than it is in a lot of other places because it's a national program. And they can be in on young talents. Now granted, you're competing with the Ohio States and the, Alabama's and, fill in the blanks. The major programs. But it's not like Oklahoma doesn't get their share. They do, and that's why they are who they are. But I don't know. I mean, the motivation is – it just depends on what the competitive motivation is, I think, for play. And every coach has to answer that in their own way.
Well,
I'm not sure what makes Lincoln Riley go.
He's 0-2 in the CFP, so there's
true.
Some unfinished business there, if you want to split hairs. He's 30-4, including the start this year, but he's 0-2 in bowls, both of them CFP, and he's 36, making $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Now, that would or could pale in comparison if Jerry Jones calls him up 6 weeks from now. But I mean, this is easy for us to kick around. But at 36, kind of at the height of his powers right now at a place like Norman, man, I wouldn't necessarily let it be known, but I would secretly and inwardly be like, I'm going to sit tight for a little while and just kind of dig in here and watch the offers come in and then watch the OU boosters pony up for me even without having to ask for it.
Well, how much money do you need to make?
I hear Norman, Oklahoma.
I know. I mean, that's how these things work.
If you're the next big thing, they're going to bend over backwards to keep you there, especially if he goes to the CFP again and turns out another Heisman Trophy winner again. Now, I'm just saying he's got the football world by the tail right here.
No question.
So,
I mean, he's not going to lose any more knowledge. He's only going to attain it, continue to gather it and attain even more. So those are all things that will continue. And I think his value continues to rise exponentially as long as these offensively based quote unquote phenoms are the flavors in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The flavors of the moment in the NFL. And that's where we are.
What could it possibly go back to, though?
Well, no, you're right.
Not that anything lasts forever, but what would be next? Haven't we unearthed every single type of way to gain a yard? With RPOs, zone read, run and shoot, no huddle. About the only thing we haven't done is run the option, although zone read with Robert Griffin III.
It's kind of an option.
It kind of was.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, there are only so many things that you can do, and you take all of those things and you hybrid it up.
Yeah.
And so you can give lots of different looks and do different things, and there are quarterbacks that continue to come into the league that are great at doing that. But I don't know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you still want to run the ball. You want to keep the other team from running it. I think that's the most basic tenet of winning football in the National Football League. I don't know. How are all the young guns doing right now? Where's Sean McVay right now? Where's
Cliff Kingsbury
right now? Where's, who's the kid in Cincinnati?
Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor right now. The game changes. There's ebb and flow. It's just kind of the way it goes. I don't know. But I think that Lincoln Riley will always be an attractive candidate to whatever NFL team that wants to load him up and pay him a king's ransom and off you go.
Now, on the other hand, I can appreciate and actually I'm impressed with those that have taken a chance on Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, Zach Taylor, and others, instead of going with a retread, you know, going with trying to pry someone out of retirement. Someone that we've all heard of. That, to me, that gets old and doesn't exactly. It's not going to do anything for your fan base, your season ticket holders to bring, I'm just using his example, Jim Fossil out of retirement or Brian Billick or, you know, somebody like that that's had coaching experience before and you're a little hesitant to hand the keys to the kingdom to some young buck like Sean McVay, who's, you know, younger than some of his players. And Zach Taylor falls in that category. So is Cliff Kingsbury. So good on them. But in the case of Lincoln Riley, if I'm his agent or his wife or his best friend or whoever, I'm gonna be like, you can outwardly be coy about this if you want. But, man, assuming you're still winning at Oklahoma, and that doesn't seem to be any end in sight, I'd be like, you just
Although,
stay right
you know,
here.
I mean, okay, all right, yes. But is winning at Oklahoma the same as winning at Oklahoma State, for instance? I think the answer is no. And here's why. Because Oklahoma is one of those rare programs, like KU is in basketball or Alabama is in football or whatever, where the judgment is made not by SEC championships, it's by national championships. And there's a different kind of pressure and a different kind of expectation that comes with that. So if Lincoln Riley, who is 0-2 in CFP right now, let's just say he continues to roll along winning Big 12 championships, getting the CFP, but not winning it. Does a different kind of pressure get foisted upon him? Isn't his margin for error even more narrow than maybe some coaches at other places? I don't know.
To a degree.
And at some point, and it's a long ways away, but at some point, if that continues to be the trend, OU fans will get tired of it.
And maybe to bolster your point, if Mike Gundy made it to the CFP, he'd get a 5-year extension the next day.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Exactly.
Expectations are the whole thing that we're talking about here. What's expected of you? And at least to flirt with the CFP would be the expectation at OU.
And they've been close. Oklahoma State's been close a couple of times.
They've had teams
that could have been there. Yeah, they've been close. But Oklahoma, it's every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's every year, and that's the expectation. So, I don't know. It's a different kind of creature. But who knows?
He's in a good spot, I know that. Right?
Oh, well,
on October 16, 2019, Lincoln Riley is in the catbird seat.
Well, sure.
Big time. It's official now. 3-year deal for Joe Madden. Our friend of the show, Bob Nightingale, helping break this story. 3-year deal in the $12 to $15 million range. Joe Madden to the Los Angeles Angels. Welcome home, according to the LA Angels Twitter feed. They have made it official. Agreed to terms with Joe Madden. So the managing carousel begins in the off season. All right, so on this day in sports history is coming up next. Your rental equipment headquarters is Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. Really got great rental rates, and they know their stuff. No job too big or too small for the folks out at Superior Rents. On this day in sports history, plus we'll give you a rundown of the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Who belongs on it? What's the controversy we have to deal with each and every year? What's an act that is worthy of going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or is it just a misnomer? All that's coming up in the next segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.